Welcome to this episode of Blended, Blessed, and Always a Mess. I'm Eric.
And I'm Angie.
We are married with a ton of kids.
We have 6 kids total. He has 3 and I have 3.
My name's Hallie and I love riding horses.
I'm Lexi and I love agriculture.
My name's Carter and I love eating.
My name's Chase and I love lifting weights.
My name's Summer and I love spending my parents' money.
I'm Dane and I love baseball.
Our show is about our blended, blessed, and always a mess life. And our hope is if you find yourself in the same situation we are in, that by sharing our story, all the fun and all the mess, the challenges we are experiencing, it will give you some inspirations, laughs, and community, knowing you are not alone in this mess.
We appreciate you spending time with us. Let's dive in.
This episode of Blended, Blessed, and Always a Mess is sponsored by the children's book, Feathers Matter. As our kids grow up, they face challenges in their life, and knowing their self-worth and their value is crucial to face the headwinds. Purchase this beautiful story to read to your kids and grandkids and start the conversation with them at a young age. They are worthy. They matter. And their feathers matter. You can find the link to order on our Blended Blessed Always a Mess.com page. Mention code #blessed for an autographed copy.
Welcome to this week's episode of Blended, Blessed, and Always a Mess. We're still in separate rooms because my wife, God love her, insists that we do this new technology that I do not love.
Because my husband, God love him, likes to stay in the comfort zone.
Yeah, but like right now, we're on location and the idea of this seems good that we don't have to bring all the mics and that sort of thing. But with the internet, like you keep glitching when I see you on the camera. I'm afraid you're going to do the same with me. So I'm worried about the end result. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, you brought it up. So we're on location.
I feel like we're on location often.
Well,
we do like to travel. We do have a lot of kids events. And so it is hard sometimes to record in one place, but we are in Sedona, Arizona this weekend. For a reconnect and recharge weekend. Last week on the podcast, you said nobody's tapping out. If anything, we're tapping in when it comes to counseling. And this weekend has been one of tapping in, I would say.
Yeah, we usually go somewhere for our birthdays. And so when it came time to plan Eric's birthday, it was like, okay, we know we need to spend quality time together. We know we need to recharge, reconnect, all the things. So what better place to do that than in Sedona?
So I mean, I wasn't sure. I'd never been here before, but you had.
Right.
You were sure of it.
What do you think?
I do love it very much. Incredibly peaceful, incredibly relaxing, incredibly healing would be one of the best words to describe the city that we're currently in.
Yes, all the things. So I've been to Sedona before. So a couple of years ago, one of my best friends, Kim, who had been going through breast cancer, and she brings a fight to the table like no other. She's an amazing hiker, adventurous, loves to travel, laser focus on health, all the things. And I admire her so much. I am not a hiker. And so when she was like, hey, I've got this wedding in Sedona, do you want to tag along? And I'm like, sure, it's my birthday month. So why not add a weekend trip to Sedona? So I had no idea what to expect, but it was amazing. We hiked, we did all the things, and it just has this like therapeutic healing vibe. And at that time for her, she had been through so much and just incredibly strong. Her and I think I've shared this before, but we were sister-in-laws for 18 years. Yet we weren't really like super close. It wasn't until after we both got divorced that we're like, oh, I see you. And we were both fire. We're both fierce, independent, resilient, and empowered. And it was just interesting because as we reflect, we actually were both going through similar journeys and didn't even know it, which also is just a great reminder to share the challenges that you're going through because you have no idea who's sitting right next to you that's going through a very similar challenge. And Eric, that's something at some point you'll share down the road too of some friends of ours that it's like, oh my gosh, you literally have
You can always relate to somebody.
Yes.
We're not alone in our journey. I think too often people feel like I'm the only one going through this. I have no one I can talk to. And the truth of the matter is there's more people to talk to than you know.
Right. For sure. So also on that trip, I will say we went to Cathedral Mountain, and there was one spot when we climbed up to close to the top where I stopped because the rocks came out and they were smooth, and I started to climb and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I felt the vertigo. I felt like I was going backwards. And so I'm like, I'm tapping out. I'm going to sit here and wait. You go do your thing. And here's someone who is fighting cancer, and she's like, I'm going, I'm doing it. And I was so freaking proud of her. A little bit embarrassed on my part. I mean, I sat down on a rock and this 80-year-old guy was like, what are you doing? Aren't you going to go up to the top? I'm like, no. And he's like, tried to talk me into it. I bet he sat there for like 10 minutes and tried to talk me into doing it. And I'm like, I just can't. Like, I got vertigo issues. Can't do it. So he was like, I do this every day. And anyway, I won't forget that moment.
We tried to go back there this morning.
Yes.
And we could not because it was under construction. So
yes, because of
felt like they were trying to make that safer, maybe.
But I know you distinctly remember me coming back from that trip different. Like I had more clarity. I was recharged, ready to connect.
You were on fire. Yeah, I mean, you were a different woman. 100%.
So what's ironic about that whole story is fast forward to a couple years later and how our lives have changed, and now we're in the biggest fight of our lives and in severe need of recharge, reconnect, rebirth. And that's why I'm like, we have to go to Sedona.
Say it right.
You say it.
Come on.
Rebirth.
There you go. We got people coming up to us out of nowhere. Like, what's the podcast? Rebirth. It's so taking annoying. On a life of its own, honey. It's one of our first catchphrases. People love it. They all want to rebirth.
One person loves it.
Not just me. More than one. People are coming around. Here we are in Sedona, and we're trying to celebrate my birthday. But more importantly, we are in the process of trying to heal and connect and recharge. And here we are our last night, and we have to leave early in the morning. Neither one of us want to go home, I would say. I don't want to go home.
No. But, I mean, I'm always ready to see my kiddos. But I do think we could have used one more day.
I think one more day would have been the perfect amount of time. Yeah. Need another hike.
Yeah.
Another spa event. A lot of things.
Can we afford to go back to that spa again? We went there twice.
Sell some books. Feathers Matter. It's online, people. Yeah. Get it now. Guys,
please buy books so we can get acupuncture again. Well, okay. So what I thought we could do is share 7, because, you know, number 7, we love it. 7 fun facts about Sedona if you are not familiar with Sedona.
I was not. And now it's one of those places that I want to come back to over and over again. Because there's one, I mean, it's so much to do, but also it doesn't feel like a big city. And I love that. So fun fact, number one, it's actually a small town. Population is less than 10,000 people. It's a magical place in the middle of Arizona. It took us almost 2 hours to get here from Phoenix, from the airport. It's another 45 minutes from Flagstaff, but absolutely gorgeous. And when you come through here, it's not a bunch of chain restaurants. There's a few chains, right? A few gas stations.
We'll get to one of them. Don't say what one of them is.
I won't. There's a Big O Tires, the team you trust. So there's a few chains, but it's a lot of local stuff. Which
it's easy to navigate. I mean, it is a tiny town. You're not going to get lost. There's a bunch of little roundabouts, but it's so easy to navigate.
They do love their roundabouts here.
They have a ton.
Yeah, for sure.
A ton. How many did we go through, you think, when?
Just coming out here, the last like 30 miles, you had like every mile to 2 miles, there was a roundabout. So you couldn't go over 55 miles an hour on a highway. So kind of crazy when you think about going 75 to 85 on a highway, you're on it. And so that you can't speed. It must be because they don't have enough highway patrol. They put in a roundabout every 1 to 2 miles that you literally have to stop for and can't go over 55. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was weird. It was weird. I don't remember that. But when Kim and I came to Sedona, we came in a different way. So I don't know. Lots changed in a couple of years, I guess. The thing
they were
I would
probably
say.
Doing construction on that at the time.
Probably. The number 2 fun fact that maybe people are more familiar with in relation to Sedona is that Sedona has multiple energy vortexes. So it has become well known for its spiritual wellness because of the vortexes. So what in the heck is an energy vortex? It's like a swirling center of energy that's like conducive to healing, meditation, self-exploration. So there's a ton of like energy goodness. I don't know another way to describe it, except when you are physically here, there is just a different energy. Now, there are certain spots vortexes that are more like profound swirling energy that people have just different feelings when they go to one. We did not go to one. But just in general, I would say there's just such a great energy here.
It's unbelievable. Couldn't love it more. So many hiking trails, over 300 hiking trails. And so we're only
able to get most of them are pretty short, like that they have different levels. If you just want to go hike and go explore, you could go do that. If you want to do something super challenging, you can do that too, like all in the same different, like same trailheads. And they're easy to get to. They're all over and it's close. So that's also, I think, what makes it really unique. You don't have to go drive like 30 miles to go hike somewhere. Like we literally walked out of our Airbnb and you could go hit a trailhead and hike.
Really awesome. Loved it. Absolutely. Now, this is a dumb fun fact, but number three.
Here we go.
Sedona's McDonald's is the only McDonald's in the world. It doesn't have yellow arches. We were driving by and I was like, what is that? McDonald's doesn't have a yellow arch. You got on here green. I felt like it was
turquoise.
It's turquoise. Okay.
Yeah, it's more turquoise color. So it's really weird.
In Sedona, they have the turquoise arches, not the regular golden arches. Kind of crazy. And apparently it's just one of those things that when they moved the area, city officials thought the golden yellow color of the arches would distract from the natural beauty of the area. And they said, we are more into this turquoise color, and that's what you got to use if you're coming to town. And again, not a lot of chains here. There's a McDonald's, there's a Subway, Walgreens, but it's a lot of local, local, which I love. So
yeah, it's very noticeable. Like you see the McDonald's and you're like, that's weird. Like it just, because you've never seen that before. It's the only place that does not have the yellow arches. So that's your dumb fact.
Your dumb fact. We did go to one of the coolest places you took me to yesterday. I hope we get to go back with our kids someday. Tell me more about that because you were the one, you knew all about it. And you're right, it's super cool.
Yeah, I think Kim and I stumbled on that maybe when we were driving. I don't remember how we found it. But it's a state park. It costs $20 to get in to park. And you walk on a little trail.
For each kid. I did look at that. So like you and I would have been $20. And then if you have extra kids, $4 a kid.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just so if families come here, they're like, Eric and Angie said it was $20.
Yeah. So it's called Slide Rock State Park. And you walk on a little trail and then you get to these like really flat rocks, but then also like some big round gray rocks too. But the rocks in the water, it's this like creek, big creek that runs through two canyons. And the rocks are really smooth and slippery. And so you can, in the creek, slide down these rocks like it's a natural water slide, basically.
It's called Slide Rock.
But in the summertime,
super cool.
In the summertime, people bring their coolers and beach towels and they swim and they hang out on these smooth rocks outside of the creek as well. So just super cool place to go hang out, climb on the rocks. I may or may not have dropped my phone in the water.
Yes. Thankfully, it was clear and didn't go away.
I got it from the creek. Good thing it wasn't a deep part. I really enjoyed that when we were climbing on the rocks and hopping from one to the next.
I was impressed with it. I was like, who are you right now? Again, Sedona Healing Properties. Angie was being like a risk taker and like adventurous and like going through all these rocks where I was like, what is she doing right now? I don't even know this person.
I think it was the acupuncture and the body work.
Yeah, could have been. But yeah, I was super impressed.
So we'll get to that.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
You know, one of the other things is number five, Sedona's surrounded by beautiful red rock walls. And that is like, Angie and I talked about this so much. The red rocks are so gorgeous. And then you mix in, there's actual greenery. So you think of Arizona, you think of just desert, no trees, no grass. There's a bunch of trees, no grass, but a bunch of trees in Sedona. So you mix the Red Rock Mountains with all these beautiful growing trees all around. And it's just gorgeous. Absolutely breathtaking, no matter what direction you look. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things. It's a truly like God's creation. When you look at it, the red color comes from iron. Iron oxide is what does that. And we had to look that up. Okay, we didn't just know that, but it's iron oxide. And it's so cool. So yesterday, I think so many great moments of this trip. But I think for me personally, my favorite is we climbed to the top of Chimney Rock. And that was a couple hour journey. And, you know, your vertigo was kind of bothering you at times. You were struggling. And then by nature, I'm not like somebody that's like adventurous to try to climb a mountain, but I do like being active. And so, I mean, when we got to the top together, it was emotional. You feel close to God. You feel close to Hallie. I felt close to my dad. And just to take it all in and to see below all that God has created, it was a reminder, as I mentioned to you up there, God's with us in the highest of highs, but also the lowest of lows in the valley.
Yeah. I mean, I posted on our social media, you know, there was times where it's like, God, like I'm stopped, like I'm out of breath, right? I mean, there was several times where my heart rate's up to like 150 because you're hiking, like, and you're climbing.
And you're high, so the elevation's getting your wind, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm also, I think I mentioned on one of these podcasts a while back about how I started taking a prescription, so like different version of Lexapro, basically longer ago. And it's, you know, Eric and I talked about at different times of like, I need to go off of that medicine. Like, how do you even know what normal feels like, you know, or how do you know what it's impacting now that time has passed? And so I decided that, okay, F it, right? I'm going to get off of that medicine. You have to gradually get off of it. So I went down to like a half a pill. I wasn't even taking a high dosage of it, but I don't know if I didn't allow enough time to go down to half a pill or what, but like I have been like having some vertigo symptoms where if I turn my head too fast one side or the other, that it just feels off. Like it feels like it's slower for everything to kind of catch up. So talk about hiking and you're going up higher and you're trying to watch everything and you want to look around at all the beauty. It was super challenging for me. But I just kept telling myself, I've had worse days. I can do this. We're here. And yeah, so you get it to the top and it's completely breathtaking. And we have had such a hard climb outside mm-hmm. of just that hike. And you get to the top and you sit down and you get your breath. And it's like, we made it and we did it together. Like we're going to make it. You know, there's going to be times where it's going to be super, super challenging, but the journey is what it's all about. Yeah. And yeah, we both like cry. Like I was lots of tears. And then Eric prayed and it was just like this moment. It was just him and I at the top of this rock. And yeah, it was a good moment.
We probably stayed about 30 minutes just sitting at the top of it.
Yeah.
And talking and quiet, right? And just talking. And for whatever reason, just felt like I should pray for our marriage and for all that we've been through and that all that we have ahead of us. And yeah, that was a magical moment, something that you and I only have ever experienced together, and to have that moment of prayer like that, super, super powerful. I mean, I just really, it was a great part of the weekend, something I'll always treasure. And I'm glad that we took so many pictures and yeah, just really proud of both of us for working through that.
Yes. So number six, fact about Sedona, it is super rich in Native American culture. That cultural energy is kind of what makes it magical, not just the vortexes, but just the whole Native American history. And you can feel that. Like it still has that vibe, which is also really cool when you walk around at different stores and just see, you can see that it's a older town, rich with a lot of history.
Well, there's just so many Native Americans still here. I mean, I'm not used to seeing, right? That's yeah. the predominant amount of folks here in this town are Native Americans. And this is a big part of it. That's why the heritage is what it is. Why the turquoise, you know, yellow at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I mean, everybody's been incredibly friendly, and the whole environment, like you can tell that there's a healing. That's what I was telling you this morning. We were having breakfast, and like, I don't know how to, you all go to small towns. Like we live in Missouri, right? You go to a small town, 10,000 people. And sometimes you're like, I don't love this small town. Like sometimes they feel great, quaint, you know, quiet. Sometimes they feel kind of dirty. I mean, they just do. Like this is like a good vibe, peaceful, easygoing small town, about 9,500 people. And it doesn't feel like a big city, but it feels like a healing, peaceful city, I guess. We've probably said that 25 times this podcast.
I know.
But that's what it feels like.
If you're looking for that vibe, you want to get away and you want it to feel magical, feel special, feel recharging, Sedona. The last fact we'll share is it's a creative haven, which, I mean, duh, right? You have all the great energy. There's amazing food. There's amazing art. There's shopping. But just the landscape alone and the quiet and stillness that you can get to totally opens up all the creativity that you would want or need. It's got such a good, like, health vibe to it as well. So that's the list of 7 kind of fun facts for you around Sedona.
Super magical. All right, let's highlight some of the great things.
More of like our travel podcast for you to give you all the great things to do.
I would also say too, though, like, you know, one of the things I love about Hallie's house, our Airbnb down in 30A, is that there's no chains down there. It's all local. And with the exception of the couple of chains I mentioned, it's all local and really good. Like if you like food scene down here is good. Angie's favorite place. We'll stop back there in the morning on our way to the airport. It'll be our third time there in about 4 mornings. It's called Local Juicery. And I'm trying to change the way I eat some. And we had breakfast there yesterday morning and it was outstanding. I mean, if you were to say to me, hey, Eric, you're going to go and you're going to eat a gluten-free waffle with almond butter and
coconut
flakes, local maple syrup, blueberries, strawberries, bananas.
Almond butter.
I'd be like, yeah, okay. You're funny. Flaxseed, all this. I mean, yeah. I'm like, you're funny. Where's the bacon and eggs, right? I had it and it was to die for. I mean, and then you ate it and you didn't even feel bad. Like I felt amazing afterwards. You had an avocado toast that was great.
Oh my gosh. So good. If you go to Sedona, I mean, you have to go to Local. And it's just a small little shop. Like none of these places, with the exception of a few restaurants, are anything like crazy cool or crazy even expensive. Some of the restaurants are. But like between Local Juicery and then if you're looking for a spa experience, Nampty Spa, again, I'll post a picture of it. It's, you drive up to it and you think this is like a hitching post for horses or something. does it not look like that?
No, you go in, I'm like, I'm getting a massage here.
Oh, yeah.
This seems odd. And you go in, it's huge on the inside.
But I mean, their services are amazing and not crazy expensive. But we went, I set up massage and acupuncture because that's what I did the last time I was here. And it's the first time I had acupuncture and it was phenomenal. So I'm like, all right, Eric's going to do this for the first time. It was not a massage. He called it body work, this guy, but he's trained in China and it was so freaking good. So good. I mean, we're sore, but he worked different pain points where you store grief, where you might have kidney problems or like the stress and anxiety spots in your brain. Like the back of my neck is sore because of pressure points and different things that he was doing.
Me too.
And I had acupuncture in my head, my ears, my back, because I told him I was feeling off from the vertigo. And I mean, we felt so amazing after that.
I still do. I actually even have the marks to prove it. He decided in the middle of mine to do cupping. I'd never done cupping. So those marks are real. I have those. And he also clarified what I'd already thought was that the anger has left my body. So, you know, for years I struggled with anger after my dad died, different issues with previous marriages. And then even, you know, with Hallie dying from, you know, June through the first part of December, I was mad at the world. But I knew, I had told Angie coming out here, I was feeling better. And everyone around me was noticing it, a difference too. And I didn't even ask him about that, right? This guy just told you things. And you were like, yes, that's right. And so you get to a point and he was just like, well, the good news is all the anger has left your body. And I was like, great. How do you know that? He's like, I can tell these things. Then he was like, but you're also carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and all the grief is between your shoulder blades. And you are still carrying this weight that you have to let go of. And then the cupping came into play with that. So it was fun.
Yeah, definitely check out the spa. They have all kinds of services. So it's NAMTI spa is the name of that. The other thing that I would highly recommend is if you're going as a couple to stay in the Airbnb that we stayed in. And it's called Sedona Penthouse. And this cute older couple owns it and they designed it and built it. It's like teched up. It's loaded with technology, amazing
showers.
So
much technology.
It's just a bedroom, a bathroom, kitchen, and little living room. That's it. And a little patio.
The square footage in this has to be like maybe 1,000 square feet, maybe.
But it has everything that you would ever need. So just check it out. It's totally worth it. Like, it's in the best location. Local juicery is really close to it.
Got a 2-person walk-through shower. So like
two
different heads. Yeah. They custom built a 2-person tub. So each person has their own headrest. They can face each other. They have a 2-person shower. Each person has their own shower heads, but with like 5 settings.
So heated floors.
Heated floors. Right. I mean, everything's amazing in this place.
Yeah. So highly recommend that. A couple other things like restaurant wise, you want to make reservations for well in advance. Mariposa. Mariposa. It's a butterfly. Definitely the view is amazing. The Hudson is amazing restaurant. Creekside's a great place for brunch. So far, every place that we've went to, phenomenal food.
So good.
But those are the key ones to definitely try. The other thing that we would recommend, and we've mentioned this before on our podcast, but use Turo to rent your vehicles. T-U-R-O, especially going into Phoenix, because it's one of those airports that you have to take a shuttle out to the rental car place, wait in line, then wait in line again. It takes It's an hour to get a rental car. Where Turo rent, we rented a new Bronco where the top just folds back, and it's literally parked right outside of baggage claim. And you hop in it and you go. So
awesome.
don't mess with any other car rental place. Do use Turo. It's easy, pain-free. It's a must.
Absolutely love it. Takeaways, honey?
Well, if your husband wants you to go hike after you've been sore for hiking for 3 days and you just had a big pizza, because he wants to go watch the sunset. Yeah, I had a couple pieces of pizza. Because he wants to watch the sunset, go watch the damn sunset.
Who was right this time?
I was a little bit pissy because he's like, oh,
she was.
Well, because.
She's like, you're going to make me mad at you on the last night here. As we're going up. And I'm like, would you just keep your mouth shut and trust me for once? Like, just trust me.
Well, let's be honest. You went back and forth, Reader. 3 different times on this trail when we started, because you're like, oh no, this isn't it. Then you turn around. Oh wait, no, I think it is it. No. Oh, hang on. Let's go back. So you created the distrust when we first started.
See, now she can't ever just say, yes, you were
but
right.
It was a hot, listen, I'm getting to that point. Okay. I'm not going to give it to you that easily.
Okay.
So we start out immediately. You're like going up stairs and stairs and stairs and stairs. And I'm like, seriously, we're going to go to a spot where you're not even going to see the sunset. He's like, yes, we're going to see it.
When Angie says stairs, natural red rocks is what she's talking about. There's no actual, there's no.
No, it's you're hiking. You're hiking up a hill.
Red rocks. Yeah.
Rocks. Yes. So we get to it, but it was a hike.
I told you I knew what I was doing.
But it was phenomenal. And we got up there and sat on the rock, a big rock at the top of this mountain, and watched the sunset. But you did something.
There was a higher peak up there of a mountain that I had started to climb by myself. Our first day here, Angie wasn't with me, and I chickened out at the top. I got to the top, and I had my arms over it, and I could see over it, and I chickened out from pulling myself up onto it. And so while we were up there, I was like, we got 30 minutes till sunset. I'm going to try to climb up this. And I did. And Angie made fun of me when I did it.
No, your cute little legs were up in the air a little bit, trying to climb over top of it.
Pulling myself onto the top of it.
It scared me, though. It scared me because I'm like, oh, my gosh, what if he falls? And what am I going to do? How would I even help him? I just watch him fall down the mountain?
I don't know.
Be like, well, there he goes.
But I made it back down. We watched the sunset.
Yeah, so it was cool to see. It was cool to see you be proud of that, like for me to be able to watch you accomplish that. And it was just cool to sit there and watch the sunset, too.
Yeah.
Had not done that before on a mountain.
Me neither. Sitting on the side of a mountain, watching the sun go down over another mountain across the way was pretty gorgeous. And then we had to scurry back down the hillside before it got dark, dark.
Before a javelina or whatever those things are called would get us.
Javelinas, we'll post a picture of, but it's a cross between a pig and a water buffalo. They are
nocturnal. They stink.
So what they explained to us about this javelina, which is J-A-V-E-L-I-N-A. We had to look it up because we were curious. It's not an H. Javelina with a J is that it's like half water buffalo, half pig, which immediately in my mind, it goes to, okay, so somewhere along the lines, some smallish water buffalo got it on with a larger pig and they created a javelina. Because they like crossbred this deal, right? That's what you're thinking, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, that's totally what I immediately thought. Wow, they must have hooked up.
It had to have happened that way, honey.
Yes,
I'm sure. We have loyal listeners. While you're probably, I know you, you're making fun of me right now. We have loyal listeners that are like completely agreeing with me right now. Your sister, Tracy. Mm-hmm. She heard me say that. She was like, Eric, you were spot on. Mm-hmm. Half water buffalo and a pig. They got it on javelina. Right now, Terry's like, God bless him. He's kind of smart. Like I get where he's at.
I don't know if I would say smart, but you're saying what you think.
Meanwhile, your mom and dad are like, oh, we're so proud. She married someone so educated.
I think that's where
they're like,
that's
oh,
totally what people are thinking.
Figured out what a javelina mm-hmm. is when it's it's half water buffalo, half pig. So that's how that happened.
Okay, so
next week's episode, I'm going to do Bigfoot. How that happened, but anyway.
Okay, I'm sure that will be a much listened to podcast. A
couple things, and we'll wrap. I'm with you.
All right. So first of all, I would just say, carve out time to spend with each other, whether it is taking a trip or a staycation or it's a date night. But I think the thing that is always the benefits of taking a trip is that you're forced to hang out. Like you don't have laundry to do at home. Like you're forced to hang out. It's a retreat.
We did fun things together. We were able to talk and
block out the noise.
Interrupted. Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it.
In a space that's known for that type of vibe. So, you know, if you're needing to reconnect, make sure that you are in a space that allows that versus like a lot of distractions. So just carve out the time, take the trip or whatever that looks like for you, but have uninterrupted time together.
Do you feel reconnected?
So connected.
I don't know if when you're being serious.
It was good. I mean, it was much needed, long overdue. Yes.
She has a
what
hard.
Do you think I'm going to say no on here?
She has a hard time affirming things. Let's just put it like that.
It was a great trip.
How else do you think we should wrap?
Well, I also want to call out to get out of your comfort zone, but together. So we talk about comfort zones all the time on here, but I don't know how often you and I have really gotten out of our comfort zone together. And definitely there were moments when we were hiking where we were both out of our comfort zone together.
For sure. And,
you know, for me personally, I'm feeling dizzy the whole time, but fighting through it. And, you know, I was feeling myself and it was like, okay, I'm fighting through this, even though I'm scared because my mind's like, what if I get up here? And I'm like, it goes wacky. And like, I'm totally off balance. How the hell am I going to get down?
Well, I would have carried you.
Yes, I know you would have.
I would have. But I also didn't know if we should keep going. Like, I was kind of like leaving it to you. Like, honey, you're going to have to tell me. If we need to stop here, we'll stop here. But then there was also an adrenaline high of the fact that we were helping each other.
Yes. But you got out of your comfort zone too. And I was there to witness that. You want to disclose that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so we did our Chimney Rock Mountain together on Friday. Thursday afternoon when you were in the spa, I went kind of hiking on my own for an hour and a half. And I saw these people coming down off this mountain area. And I was like, hey, that looked fun. Is it hard? And they were like, oh, no, not at all. It's kind of a 7 coming down, but it's not bad at all. So they all left. And I was like looking at it like, I want to do that. And I pulled myself up there to where I could see over the edge. And I chickened out because there was nobody to help me get down. I am terrified of heights. And so I stopped. And so then when we went back up there to watch the sunset on Saturday night after dinner, I was like, we've got 30 minutes. So I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to climb that. And so you got video of it. I did. God bless your mom, who was like, it really didn't look like it was that high. And she was like, I'm sure it was higher. It just, a video didn't look like it. I mean, it was pretty high.
It was high. It was high.
The video does not do it justice.
No. The other thing, so, you know, that's a connection point that you can have with each other when you are vulnerable and you're scared and you're getting out of your comfort zone. But the wild thing was we were high up on that mountain and mm-hmm. we're sitting there and we heard this weird noise. Of course, it's like, oh, you know, my mind goes to, is it a snake or is it one of those damn javelinas is going to get us?
Javelina.
And then we looked around and noticed it was a damn humming. It was a hummingbird.
What?
It was at this top of this tree next to us, like had buzzed us. And then
up
was
the mountain. Up
there, just looking around. And then that's when you decide you're going to go for it and finish that last little leg. And so
it was like Hallie was pushing me. I was like, I feel like that hummingbird's Hallie. It's pushing me.
I did laugh because Eric gets to the top. His legs are like up in the air whenever he's trying to climb.
Pull myself up.
Yeah. And he stands up. You could tell he's shaky and unsure. And that hummingbird buzzed by him again. Like I would have shit myself because it's a small platform and you're Indeed. Nervous anyway. And that thing goes flying by him. It was crazy.
I was like, really, Hal? Really?
So
luckily I made it down okay because
you did.
Otherwise, I was just waiting on you to block me.
I was not going to block you. I was just going to be there as a witness to say what happened to you because there was no way that was straight up and down that I was going to save you.
Which is why I didn't do it by myself 2 days earlier because I just would have been at the bottom like,
no one would have known what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do scary stuff together too. That's another way to connect and make memories together. But yes, it was a great trip. It was good for us.
Had a wonderful time. It was so, so good. So if you have any questions at all about visiting Sedona, questions about Touro, questions about our Airbnb, questions about where to eat that we didn't answer today, we tried to answer them all, but, you know, just reach out to us individually. Otherwise, we hope that all of you have an absolutely wonderful week and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Blended Blessed and Always a Mess. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and at BlendedBlessedAlwaysAMess.com.
Reach out to us on any of our social channels. We would love to hear from you. Have a great week.